Hello everyone, my name is Tony Lysandridis and I teach people how they can make money on YouTube without having to show their face or without having to make videos themselves. Now I've been doing this for the past couple years and I've made loads of money from YouTube without having to show my face on camera. You may ask, how do you do this? Well, I'm glad you asked because we have a podcast coming up and I want you to watch this. I want you to be a part of it. Listen to my podcast with Dave Campbell. It's coming up. Watch this.
This is the perfect time to start a side hustle. And this is also the perfect time to start a podcast about starting a side hustle. Kick it. The dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. This is the Living My Side Hustle podcast.
Hey, hey, welcome to the podcast. If you want to make money on YouTube, you know that place where everybody goes to find out how to fix their car or paint a painting or do the thing? I guess today Tony is going to help you to start a side hustle where you can make some money on YouTube. Everyone go, yay! Yeah, okay. So Tony's here to help. So very happy to have Tony here. And we met and I checked out his YouTube channel. Great stuff. And if you're a little shy about being on camera, this might be the episode just for you. Tony's got some great tips, some things to teach you and show you, and he's here to share it all with you. So grab a pen and something to write on. Here we go. Here's some more from Tony.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tony Lysandridis, and I teach people how to make money on YouTube without having to show their face or make videos themselves. Now, if you want to learn how to hustle on the side without having to be on camera, without having to work too hard making videos, and yet you still want to make that money, I have a strategy, a proven strategy that I've been using and that other people have been using all over the world, which is proven and tried and tested, and I want to share this with you. So stay tuned and stay live and active on this podcast. I'll see you on the podcast. Take care.
Okay, everyone. Welcome to Living My Side Hustle. I have a gentleman on with me today. I got to tell you, we've already had a chat already. He's from across the pond from me here in Canada, and Tony's here, and he is here to help you make money on YouTube without even showing your face. And he has 7 steps he's going to share with us. You heard his voice at the beginning of the podcast. That was him. And he is very inspiring. I'm happy to know Tony now. And we've had many great talks already. And he's on a great path and he's here to help people. Tony, welcome. Living My Side Hustle. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much, Dave. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited for today's podcast. I'm pumped and I'm looking forward to what's going to happen. And I really appreciate what you're doing as well with your podcast, Dave. And you've really inspired me as well to write my first ebook, and which I started writing yesterday. And I'm going to go into podcasting as you inspired me to do so. So I'm looking forward to how that's going to go. So I'm excited for what's going to happen. So, I really want to start off just sharing how I kind of got into this. And I never really saw YouTube as a business. I just saw it as a way of entertaining, as receiving entertainment and receiving information. And back in when I was in my teenage years, it was just something that people used to listen to music and get education and get entertainment. And it wasn't really something that people would use to make money. But it wasn't until recently where YouTube was bought out by Google. And Google began to introduce the advertising aspect to YouTube, where creators can partner with YouTube, which is the second largest search engine in the world,
right,
and have partner with YouTube. And with all of the views that come into a YouTube channel, they get a percentage of the money that comes in from advertising. So every time somebody watches your video, you get paid simply because adverts are being played on your videos. And if you do this right and you get millions upon millions of views and develop a following, then every time you post, you can be getting paid for every video that you do. And so this is a very good method to make money online, and it doesn't require you to show your face, even mm-hmm. though that we're going to go into that, because when people think about YouTube, they think about having to be on camera, having to make videos, having to edit videos and all that jazz. But there is a way which you can do this where you don't have to show your face, you don't have to make videos, and you don't have to essentially be on camera and look like a fool or invest in expensive media equipment like this microphone or like camera equipment and so forth. So this is a method. It's called YouTube automation. And I started to see this as a business. I actually was doing this without noticing it when I was in my teenage years, where I was uploading videos on my YouTube channel. I was, and they would go viral. But these videos were downloaded from other people's channels, so that channel got taken down due to copyright issues. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't really doing it for money or anything, for monetary status. But that video got that channel got taken down. But I didn't really care at that point because I didn't really see it as an income stream. But now obviously I do. But the way I went back into it, Dave, was in the first lockdown that occurred, I stumbled across an advert that talks about YouTube's system of making money, where you can partner with YouTube and make videos and make money from the AdSense revenue from every click that comes in. And I bought this course. I went through the course. I ate through the course very quickly. And I started applying the principles that were shared in this course. And at first, I hardly saw any results. I would hire freelancers to make the videos for me. And we weren't seeing a lot of results. It was very hard. It was very discouraging. But I kept going because I already invested into this financially. And I thought, you know, I'm an all or nothing kind of guy. I'm not a guy who's going to try something out a bit.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out, I'll walk away. No, I'm an all or nothing kind of guy. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to do something to the death. And then only then we'll know if it works or not. If I gave it everything persistently and it doesn't work, then I know it doesn't work. But if I give it everything and it works, then that means I made it work. So I just kept going and I kept going, and it was discouraging. And I kept pushing and I kept creating content with my team to make this work. And after, I believe it was around 8 months, I think it was 8 months. After 8 months, we finally got monetized from YouTube, where we were able now to make money from every click that comes in. So as you know, Dave, when you click on a YouTube video, you first have to watch an advert. It was never like that
right.
5 years ago.
Right.
It was never like that. Even 10 years ago when I first went on YouTube, started watching YouTube videos. But now there's so many adverts, and we can partner with YouTube and make money from those adverts with every view, every click that comes in. And so we started posting videos and posting content, and we started making money from the views. And it started out around $100 a month. It wasn't a much, like $150 a month. And then after I started uploading more videos, and more videos began to gain traction, and I started doing videos on stuff that was working, and there were certain topics on my channel that started working, and I started doubling down on that content, all of a sudden more and more views started to coming, and I had a few videos pop off and hit a couple million views. And from those millions of views came tens of thousands of dollars and tens of thousands of subscribers. And so now my YouTube channel is passively making me money every single month.
Wow.
Without having me to show my face or even work hard on the channel anymore. Because the good thing about YouTube is that all you really need to do is post a video one time. And after you post that video one time, that video will stay on YouTube pretty much forever. And when that video stays there forever and keeps getting views and keeps getting clicks, you just have to post it one time, and now it's rolling on. Even years from now, even if that video was like an evergreen topic, a video that people will watch even 10 years from now, for example, a video on how to lose weight. If you do a video on how to lose weight, even 10 years from now, there's going to be people who are going to know how to lose weight or
right.
how to stop smoking cigarettes. Like yeah. So there are certain topics that are evergreen. So that's something that I teach in my program, that you would want to go for evergreen content, because those are the channels, those are the videos that are going to pay you even 10, 15 years down the line. And that's what you really want. So evergreen content is something you would want to go for. And yeah, so that's kind of my YouTube journey. And from that, I started other channels and I partnered up with other channels. And and I started coaching. I started teaching people how they can do this, how they can make money on YouTube without showing their face. And I have a program that teaches people how to do this. So yeah, it's been an amazing journey so far, Dave. And I really believe that this is literally the beginning, and I believe that there's so much more to come. And yeah, so that's just a brief introduction to my
nice YouTube journey. Okay, so I'm on one of your channels right now. Tell me about some of the videos you're posting here, because they're so, like, they draw you in. And like, I'm looking at huge numbers of views for like uploads you've done like within the last year. Can you tell me more about your channel? And then people listening, we'll put a link, they can go and watch as well. But you're like up to almost 100,000 subscribers. Wow. Can you talk about your channel and a little bit about the videos and the type of videos you put up?
Yeah, sure. So we started off doing videos about pretty much anything and everything. But one topic that we really went for in the early days, and this was a topic that I saw that was trending at that time, it was the topic of the city of Dubai. Yeah. I was just thinking, why don't we do similar topics about Dubai and see where it goes? And we started doing videos on Dubai. We started doing videos on different aspects of Dubai, their man-made islands, their touristic attractions, and so forth. And it started to work out. And one of our videos on Dubai was doing thousands of views, and it started popping off. And I was like, we need to double down on what's working. And when we saw that was working, we started doing more videos on Dubai and started attacking that topic from different angles. We did videos on Dubai's man-made islands, why they're empty, why are they sinking, how are they created? Then we did topics on Dubai Land that was supposed to be a type of Disneyland. And that video did decent numbers. And then we did videos on the dark side of Dubai and different touristic attractions of Dubai. And those topics began in a sense to dominate that niche. And we had even a channel kind of do a similar model themselves after our channel. And we had one video that hit like 22 million views and another video that hit like 4.5 million views. And yeah, the views started popping off, and yeah, that's when the monetization starts coming in. And it's interesting, Dave, how you can just do one video, and one video can have a massive impact on your life. So we just started doing Dubai videos, and we hired freelancers from overseas. And this is something that I would recommend any entrepreneur or even a podcaster or someone who's going into business to do. If you need digital assistance in your business or in your YouTube channel or in your Instagram page, what I would highly recommend that you would do is to hire freelancers from places like the Philippines, Pakistan, Bangladesh, like these places where you have really talented people who are happy to work for you for what we would call cheap. Simply because the currency exchange for the difference between dollars and Filipino rupees, or no, Pakistani rupees and Filipino pesos, the currency exchange is massive. So $50 to them is like $50 to us, right, is like $500 to them. And you can pay them well in their eyes. That won't be too expensive for us. So that's something I would really recommend. And I've got certain contacts and websites where you can hire people from overseas to do video editing, graphic design, website design, and so forth. And right, that's what right, I would highly recommend. And that's what we were doing. We were hiring people from overseas, and they were doing a quality job for a good price. And I was happy.
Because I'm looking at your videos, I don't see you on any of these videos. I don't see your face. I see like a car for people in wheelchairs where you can kind of wheel right into the back of the car. I'm seeing like an underwater train, a $20 billion mall in Dubai where you walk underneath and there's fish swimming above you. Like, I feel like I would live on your channel for a long time and I wouldn't go into another channel. I'd just stay here. So it's working. I love this.
Wow. I appreciate that. That means a lot because yeah, we put in a lot of time and effort into creating content and yes. And what once one video, one channel was doing well, you can always start another channel. I mean, it's not subject to your face. I like the difference between being an influencer and being a YouTube automator is with an influencer, you're limited to your face. You're limited to you. People yeah. buy you. Yeah. People like KSI, Logan Paul, Mr. Beast. It's only when they show their face do they have impact, do they have attention. But this is a method for people who want to make money online, who want to be influencers without influencing, who want to be YouTubers without YouTubing, who want to make money on YouTube without having to show their face, without having to be on camera. This is a really good method where you don't have, where you're not limited to you, where you're not limited to you. You can outsource everything and you can have multiple channels under one Gmail account. You can have multiple different channels and you have different freelancers that you hire. And the method that I'm kind of that I recommend is once one channel is successful, you take the profits that you've made, or you take the money and the profits and the revenue you made from that channel, and you start a new channel, you reinvest it into another channel. And then once that channel has so-called hit its peak, you then take the money you've made from that channel, reinvest it into another channel, then another channel. And then within a couple of years, if you have 10 YouTube channels making, let's say on average, $1,000 per month on all of them, that's $10,000 per month. And it's pretty much like real estate investing.
It is. I was just going to say that. It's like you're like creating your own real estate empire. But all on YouTube.
That's it.
Tony,
that's
this is great.
Whoever thought that would be possible?
Right. Okay. Tony, I have so much to learn from you. Okay. I'm going to put it out first. I'm 53. Okay. How old are you, Tony? Because you are like blowing my mind right now with the stuff you're sharing. How old are
26.
You? 26. So you're the same age as my kids.
Oh my
and
gosh.
You are doing such amazing stuff, Tony. I am so inspired talking to you. Okay. Is a lot of people I talk to, Tony, they don't want to be on camera. They don't want to maintain the on-presence time of their face on camera and all that goes with it. You talked about the technology, everything. And you're doing this in a way that I think can be replicated with your help. Can be replicated by anybody who has the ability and the time to invest in this. And it's a great side hustle that lives in the background and you don't really need to maintain it. Like it just, while you're sleeping, you're generating income. It's awesome.
Yeah. thank you so much for those words, Dave. I'm really humbled for you to say that. Yes, this is, I thank God that I really stumbled across this, because this is right up my street, put it that way. I've tried different kind of side hustles and side incomes. I'm not saying you can't make money with the other side hustles that are out there on the internet, like Forex trading, drop shipping, social media marketing, stocks yeah. and shares, cryptocurrency. I know many people who have made really good money with those kind of business models, but those things are just not for me. They're just not my cup of tea. I'm a coffee man. So I like YouTube. It's more, it's low maintenance. You post a video, you don't have to show your face. And it's right up my street. And I like teaching people how to do it as well. It becomes a game in a sense, where it's fun to succeed. It's fun to have your successes, and I've been really enjoying it as well as monetizing it. And of course it has its tough moments. It has its moments where you, especially when you're starting out, where you feel like you want to give up. You feel like, oh, did I make the right decision? Shall I throw in the towel? All these thoughts always coming to your mind. And I'm sure, Dave, you've had similar experiences with your own business ventures, even with starting your own podcasts. I mean, you have 7 podcasts, I believe. I mean, you must, especially when you're starting out and you don't see much fruits from your labor, you begin to question and your mind goes through this phase of, oh, shall I go to another direction? And blah, blah, blah. But you have to really stay strong in those times where you feel overwhelmed and you feel like giving up. I really, yeah, it can be challenging. But if anyone who's watching or listening right now who feels that they're in that particular place of feeling like they want to give up, I want to encourage you, my friend, keep going. Your breakthrough is on the brink. If I was to give up when I felt like giving up, I wouldn't even be on this podcast today. I don't know where I would be.
Right.
I really want to encourage everyone, right, just keep pressing wherever you are in life. If you really believe that what you're doing is going to work, then keep going for it. And don't quit.
Okay. So Tony, you graciously supplied a link to your 7 steps about this process and getting started. We'll put that in the show notes. And I would love for people to click on that link and come and spend some time with you, because you're going to help a lot of people with this, which I appreciate. That's very kind of you to do that. For the person that's just starting out, they're like, okay, I hear Tony talking. I'm on his channel. I love what he's doing. What is the very basic beginning step to getting started, in addition to working with you and following your 7 steps? Where do I need right now to start my YouTube channel and my very first video? What should I do?
That's a good question, Dave. And what I would definitely suggest doing, and this is the first step that I teach, the first step is to find a profitable niche and find a profitable niche that has gone viral within the past 6 months, and really understand which strategy you would want to go for when it comes to YouTubing, because there's different strategies, there's different models and different templates. Let me give an example. So right now there's this YouTube channel called Fessify, and the same guy started another channel called Fightify. And what he's basically doing, this channel with Fessify, he's not showing his face, but his channel is more like a news reporting channel about the whole Andrew Tate situation, being arrested, and he keeps giving updates. That guy's channel exploded like recently. Every video he's doing is getting like hundreds of thousands of views, and not all of them, some of them tens of thousands, but this guy's channel has just exploded. And his strategy is more of a search based kind of thing, because every day people are writing, I mean, they're searching on the YouTube search bar, Andrew Tate update, Andrew Tate jail situation. And because a lot of people follow this guy, and he's basically monetizing Andrew Tate's attention by, in a sense, selling shovels in a gold rush. Everyone wants to know what's going on with Andrew Tate. What this guy's doing, he's just researching what Andrew Tate's putting on his Twitter account. He's researching what his manager's saying and so forth, and what his enemies are saying. And he's doing literally the whole YouTube automation process, thumbnails, titles, and he just does commentary on the latest news. And he's getting tens of thousands of views every day, hundreds of thousands actually. And he's making so much money from his channel, and that's one strategy he's using. So you have to, the first step you would want to do is identify what strategy you want to go for, and that comes to looking for your niche. When you look for your niche, you have to look you have to look for channels that are successful in that niche. So that right there is a good example. The channel called Fessify, where his channel is a news-based channel. It's a search-based channel. You can do a similar kind of channel with similar kind of videos coming at it from a different angle. So that's one example. You can have like a news-based channel that is based on search-based content. That's how people find you. And yeah, there's different models in the YouTube world. The model that I'm in, as you can see my channel, is we're doing, in a sense, touristic videos about Dubai and how they constructed their man-made islands, how they constructed their tallest tower, their tallest building, and so forth. And that those kind of things are more evergreen, because people are interested in them, and they're more like people are going to be watching that kind of content even 5-10 years from now. But what that other guy's doing, the Fessify channel, it's news-based. It's the downside to it is that it's trending, and the trend will die down.
Yeah.
And give it a couple months, and the videos that he's posted now, even though they've made him a bit of money, a lot of them will die down. So he's going to have to keep staying on top of the news and so forth.
Yeah.
So yeah, the first step is to identify your niche and identify what strategy you're going to use to attack that niche and model your channel after already existing successful channels. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Just try to improve the wheel.
Okay. So Tony, if I'm starting my channel and I'm going to follow your seven steps and I'm on step one and I need help from you, are you available to people to be like, hey, Tony, I have a question. Is that something that you're planning on doing is actually working with people to get their stuff set up? Is that in the works?
Yeah. So I do have an online course that teaches people what they need to know to make money on YouTube.
Okay.
And I do have a coaching program as well, where it's a weekly coaching program, a group weekly coaching program where people come on and they can ask any questions that they have. And
okay, good.
Yeah, they can reach out to me if they're interested in doing that with me.
Okay. Because I'm anticipating there's people sitting, looking at their blank channel on YouTube going, oh, because like I'm looking at you have 3 days ago, you posted shocking Dubai will build a moon resort for $5 billion. It's got 233 views. And then I look at another video and you've got hundreds of thousands of views. So they're all at different stages, right? And they're going to grow on their own and just sit there and get bigger and bigger. So, right. So it's because the one thing I guess when I start thinking YouTube is I'm like, I look at a channel like yours with almost 100,000 followers and I'm like, there's no way that my channel is going to get to that level. And it's because I have a different focus from my podcast and I'm not doing what you're doing right now. But just encouraging people that you have to start every one you upload starts with zero views, right? Every single one you did.
Yeah.
Okay. So just perspective for everybody, right? It's going to take time to do this. It's not going to happen in a week, but you have to start laying the groundwork and the foundation for your channel and do everything the right way. Don't get in YouTube jail by doing something wrong. Do everything the right way and your channel will grow over time.
That's true. That's true. And literally, it's humble beginnings. I had a video that one of my videos that is at 22 million views right now. In the first 3 months, yeah, it did absolutely nothing. And I didn't have much hope for the video, but I was just like, I'll just leave it on there anyway. And after 3 months, it just started popping off and it got millions of views within weeks. And it just shows you that you may post a video on today, but you shouldn't be discouraged if you don't get loads of views right now, because some videos take 6 months to pop off. Some might take a year to pop off. So just be patient, you know. Having this microwave mentality is not going to help you. You know, all good things take time in life and YouTube is in that mix. So, I mean, of course you're going to get people who were born with glistening eyes and they explode overnight. I mean, those are like the exception. There are exceptions out there where people explode overnight and people have overnight success, but you don't want to base your life on an exception. That's just one in a billion thing that happens with people. But if that's not you, then that's not you. You're going to have to do it. You're going to have to grind and you're going to have to work hard. So, what you said, Dave, was very key when you identified how people are looking at their blank YouTube channels and thinking, how am I going to do this? How am I going to pull this off? And I was there too. And I had all those questions running through my mind. And I also thought, oh, maybe I should give this a try. Maybe I should see how this goes. But I just kept going. I just kept pushing and I kept pressing and I kept fighting. And eventually we got there in the end. And I'm just grateful that I didn't stop. And this is a good life lesson for many people watching, that you are going to thank yourself for not giving up. If you give up now, you're going to hate yourself. Mm-hmm. If you don't give up and you keep pushing in the future, you're going to look back and right, you're going to say thank you to you.
Awesome. Well, while we're talking, I'm hitting subscribe. There you go. I'm subscribed to your channel. Okay. So I don't want to give away all seven of your tips. And I know people listening are like, no, give me the tips. I want to give an overview because I want people to come to you for this. Okay. This podcast is meant to open the door for people to come and talk to you, Tony. That's what I really want, is for you to benefit from your time with us. So thank you again for making time. Can you give us an overview? You started with step one, but without going too deep, because I want people to come to you, can you kind of walk us through the seven steps?
Perfect. So yeah, so as I said, this first step is to find a profitable niche that has done well in the past 6 months. Find channels within that niche that has exploded within the past 6 months. So if you see a channel that is doing well and it's just recently popped off, model your channel after that channel. Don't copy. You don't want to do everything exactly the way they do it. But what you'd want to do is, instead of reinventing the wheel, you'd want to improve the wheel. So model your, start a channel. Don't try and be a pioneer. Don't try and do something that no one's ever done before, thinking that, oh, no one's ever talked about rats running and whatever, like, you know, something out. Yeah. I know that's a terrible example, but don't try and be a pioneer and do something that no one's ever done before, because there's probably a reason why no one's ever done that channel before. No one's ever hit that niche before. There's no restaurant on that high street. There's probably a reason why there's no restaurant on the high street, probably because there's no business down there. So don't try to reinvent the wheel, just improve the wheel. Don't try and be a pioneer, at least when you're starting out. And step number two is, once you found that profitable niche, once you found those channels that you want to model your channel after, create a unique name, logo, and banner for that channel. So to do this, you would have to look through YouTube and see if the name of your channel has already been used, because you don't want to use a channel of another person's channel that, you know, you would want to do your research first to make sure that your channel name is not a duplicate of somebody else's channel. And don't be too fussy about the channel name, because you can always change it further down the line. Okay. Right. So number two is, create a channel in your niche, create it under your Gmail account, create a logo, banner, and a name for that channel. Step number three, subscribe to other people's channels in your niche and become an expert in your niche. So the best way, and I believe Elon Musk said this, the best way to outdo your competitors is to become a fan of your competitors. If you want to crush your niche, if you want to crush your space, and if you want to crush your competition, you would first want to start out as a fan of your competition before you can crush your competition. I mean, I don't know if many people know this, but the person who invented Lamborghini actually was a Ferrari customer before he invented Lamborghini. And so what you'd want to do is, you would want to be a consumer of your competitors and learn from them and develop that perspective of being their customer and seeing how you can improve the experience of their services and in this case, their YouTube channel. So subscribe to other people's channels in your niche and become an expert in your niche. And step number four is, once you've created your channel, you have your content strategy, you have your strategy, you know what niche you're going to go for, you have your name of your channel, what you'd want to do is, you would want to find trending topics in your niche from those channels and write them all down. Write down all of the trending topics of the niche that you're in, and make sure that those, and in order to find a trending video, you would want to see essentially two main things. And one of the things you would want to look at is, did the channel get 100,000 views plus or not? And if you see that it's got hundreds of thousands of views, then that's the first requirement pretty much ticked off. The second requirement is, when was that video posted? If that video was posted literally a week ago and it's already hit 100,000 views, imagine what that video is going to do in a month's time. Mathematically, it should do like 400,000, but usually even hits even more than that when it has the snowball, because it's like a snowball effect. So when you see a video that has done really well in a short amount of time, that's a trending topic. and then do different. Then what you can do is once you've identified that video in your niche, you can do different variations of that video and do a better thumbnail and a better title and even better content. And what YouTube is actually doing right now with smaller channels is that YouTube is really promoting videos on smaller channels. And this is weird because I've actually split tested this. I split tested this where I posted one video on my bigger channel and I posted the exact same video on my smaller channel. And I saw that the same video on my smaller channel actually hit more views than when I posted it on the bigger channel. This is because YouTube is adjusted the algorithm to really promote the smaller channels, and because they're starting out. And so YouTube is really promoting the videos on the smaller channels. So so for those with the smaller channels, keep going, because YouTube is doing something right now with your channels. And so find those trending topics, find a bunch of trending topics and attack that topic from different angles with different variations. So for example, if you see a video that talks about, let's say, Dubai's man-made islands, you can hit that topic from different angles. You can say how Dubai's man-made islands were made, yeah, why they were made, who made them, whose idea was it, what was the engineering behind it, and so there's different angles you can attack a topic from, and you can do better titles and thumbnails to really dominate that niche. So that's step number four. Step number five is you would want to hire a team to do the videos for you. So in terms of making the videos, you'd want to hire a team from overseas. You can find teams who do YouTube videos on Fiverr. So that's one of my websites that I use. Fiverr is one of them. Upwork is another one of them. Onlinejobs.ph is another one of them. Employee123 is another one. I don't use that one, but I've heard of that one as well. Employee123. There are other websites as well, but the best one I've kind of used is Fiverr. Fiverr's been really, really helpful. Fiverr's really good. But essentially, to create a YouTube video constructs of four main things. So it's like a production line that you would want to put in place. The first step to the production line is the script of the video. So the script of the video is basically the body. How can I say this? The freelancer would write out a script of the video, basically writing out what the voiceover has to say, what the footage will have to be. And that script is written out by the scriptwriter. The scriptwriter is sends the script to the voiceover. The voiceover will then speak the script. And once the voiceover speaks the script, he will then send that to the video editor. The video editor will find footage in accordance with that script and then edit it together with background music. And then at the end, after he's done that, the graphic designer, the thumbnail creator, will create a thumbnail for that video. And your job essentially is you're hiring these freelancers and you upload the video yourself and you would manage the quality. You will be the quality controller of your, in a sense, YouTube business. So that's the basic idea of what you're going to do. Step number six, you manage and lead your team and make sure quality is on point. So you have to know your identity and your role as the manager in your YouTube automation business. You have to make sure that the quality is on point, because if you don't, then the quality will drop, guaranteed. Why? Right. Because when you hire people, they don't care about the business more than you do. And right, that's just the truth. And that's just a principle in any business. If the people you hire don't care about your business more than you do, and that's just the truth. And even if it looks like they do, believe me, deep inside, if they don't have equity, if they don't have a percentage right of profits, then they don't. And that's pretty much, we can all pretty much relate to that, since and people watching this podcast right now, if you've worked at a job, I'm pretty sure that the company you work for, I'm pretty sure you didn't care about the profits more than the CEO or the investors.
Right.
So yeah, make sure that the quality is on point. If you don't, then the quality will drop, guaranteed. And the final step is to seek to grow a loyal audience who watch every video you upload and even buy products from you. So when you build that loyal audience, that loyalty from your audience, you can end up selling products to them that is related to the niche. So if your channel is about health and fitness and about how people can lose weight and how people can gain muscle and gain a six pack and do different and eat different types of foods, you can do affiliate marketing where you can sell other people's digital products. Maybe it's a coaching program on how to lose weight, and you can maybe promote an affiliate link in the description of your videos, or you can pin a comment on all of your videos with the affiliate link, or you can create your own fitness coaching program, which will be a digital course that you can sell on your YouTube channel. And at the end of every video, you can say, if you want to learn how to lose weight, click on the link below. And then when they click on the link, it then leads to a landing page that then they jump on a call with you, and then you can close them on a deal on your coaching program. And if you have a loyal audience who watch every video you post, you can make a lot of money from that. So yeah, those are the seven steps. And of course, there's more to it. But that's just a bit of a brief background.
Tony, these are great. And this is an episode where I'm going to be rewinding and listening to those again. Okay, before we go, Tony, thank you again for making time for me. What should we never do on YouTube that will, and if we do these things, it will not be good for our channel. And YouTube does not like these things. From your experience, what if you could grab somebody by the ears and say, never, ever do this on your channel? Does anything come to mind? You're like, please don't do this. What do you say?
That's a very good question. One of the things I would say that you should never do on your YouTube channel is, and especially when you've been monetized and you've established your channel, is never jump from topic to topic. For example, don't post a video about cute animals one day and then post a video about sports the next day. Then you post a video about technology the day after. Right. Like, stick within your niche. Don't jump around in different niches, hoping it will go viral. The YouTube algorithm doesn't seem to like that. I mean, your audience doesn't seem to like that. I mean, if I subscribe to a channel if it's a fitness channel, I'm subscribing to it because I want more fitness videos. I don't want to see cute bunny rabbits. You know, I don't want to see technology. I want to see fitness. That's why I subscribed. And if I start seeing a fitness channel now posting videos about how to make money, or how about the latest iPhone, and then about pranks, and then about all these different things, I'm going to be like, all right, unsubscribe. This is like, this guy's unstable. So I would say don't jump around from niche to niche. Just stick to one niche and just go with that.
So think like the end user who's searching on YouTube for a topic. What would you want? What would you like to find if you came to that channel, and build it that way? You want great results. That's right. And that's what all YouTube wants, is they want their users to come to their channel, come to YouTube, type in Dubai and find interesting flow. And here's all the videos about Dubai. It's like, that's what YouTube wants for YouTube. So if you work with YouTube and give YouTube what YouTube wants to serve up to their users, YouTube will promote you. That makes sense.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head.
Because you've taught me, Tony. That's let me preface that. You've taught me in our conversations that's how it works. So it's you that's teaching this. So you mentioned an ebook that you're working on and you just started, but what excites you about writing this and creating content in this form that now helps people to do what you do? What do you think, like, how is this book going to help people in the early stages here as you start?
It's really going to give them that guidance. Especially for I'm not looking to charge crazy money for an ebook, and I believe that it's gonna be very accessible simply because it's going to be digitally sent. And it's really going to help people who are starting out in their YouTube journey. And even people who already have a YouTube automation channel and they just want to look to improve and take their channel to the next level and not repeat the same mistakes that I made when I was starting out. Because when I started out, quite frankly, I didn't really have that one-to-one mentorship. And if I can, if I can go back in time, I would look for a mentor. If I can go back 2 years ago, or it's going to be more than that since I started, but if I can go back when I first started, I would pay money for a mentor who literally is making money on YouTube. If I can go back in time, if I had the opportunity to be mentored one-on-one on a weekly basis by someone, I'll definitely do that 100%, because it would have saved me a lot of time, would have saved me a lot of mistakes, it would have saved me a lot of money, and I would be much further than where I am today if I had that one-to-one guidance. But I didn't have that, and I had to stumble my way through. This ebook is going to be really beneficial for those starting out and for those who want to kind of explore it, who want to learn it. I mean, even if they don't want to go into YouTube automation now, if they want to learn the basics and learn how it works and then eventually go into it, this is going to be really beneficial to them.
Okay, so we're going to have links to everything, and everyone, please go to Tony's Interesting Flow channel here on YouTube. I'm on it right now. You'll love it. And if you love guitar, I have listeners in guitar, by the way. So go right now, if you live there, please. But go and check out Tony's stuff and you'll see what we're talking about. And it's one thing to talk about it on a podcast. It's another thing to go and be a part of the community and watch it be built. And Tony's here for you. He will help you. He's a great guy. I can tell you this because we've had many conversations already. This guy really does care. So I would encourage you, please go and check out the 7 steps that we're going to include in the show notes that Tony talked about. Reach out to Tony. He will help you. He'll guide you. He'll give you all the insight for you to be successful. And I told you, Tony, when we started, I'm a big fan here in Canada. I'm cheering you on and I can't wait to see all the good things that are coming down the road for you. And I truly appreciate you making time for us as people wanting to start a side hustle. Your words are so encouraging, and it's great to have people in the world like you that help people. So thank you for being part of this podcast.
It's my pleasure, Dave. And I really want to thank you for having me on. And you've been a great encouragement to me as well. I mean, I'm starting my ebook. I just started yesterday, and I'm going to be starting my own podcast as well. Thanks to you. I was never thinking I was ever going to have my own podcast, but you convinced me that time we spoke. So I'm really looking forward to what's going to happen with that as well.
Okay. So the best way to reach you, Tony, how do we do that?
You can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram name is TL Automation. That's TL space automation. And the link should be accessible below for those of you who want to just send me a direct message, and we can take it from there.
Beautiful. Tony, thank you so much for being part of the podcast, and I'm watching with great anticipation. I can't wait to see what's next for you. Again, thank you for making time for me. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. My pleasure.
Awesome. Everyone, please go check out the show notes. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.
Hey parents, if you're anything like me, balancing screen time for our kids is a constant struggle. That's why I want to share a little secret with you, KidsPod, a revolutionary app where podcasts aren't just for adults anymore. KidsPod offers a treasure trove of kid-friendly podcasts, making it super easy and safe for your little ones to explore, learn, and be entertained without staring at a screen. And the best part? It's completely free to download. Empower their imagination and curiosity with content that's made just for them. Download the KidsPod app today, because podcasts are for kids too.